British Foreign Secretary David Miliband and his French counterpart Bernard Kouchner are heading on a joint mission for talks in the DRC and Rwanda, with the aim of, as one British official put it, impressing upon both those governments the seriousness of the situation. Their visit comes amid renewed fighting in eastern Congo between the Congolese army and ethnic Tutsi rebels led by Laurent Nkunda. With a rebel advance on the eastern city of Goma, tens of thousands of civilians have fled the surrounding countryside into the city, seeking safety, food, and shelter. Jaya Murthy is spokesman for the UN Children's Organization, UNICEF. Speaking with VOA from Goma, Murthy described the humanitarian situation there as terrible.
Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes from intensified fighting over the last 5 days. We have 40 to 50,000 internally displaced people that are just outside of Goma and that are in Goma. These people are staying in some small camps and also in churches, in schools, and with host families in Goma.
Murthy says there are also reports of thousands of people fleeing in other areas of North Kivu province where aid agencies have not been able to reach them. He says there's growing concern about the physical and emotional state of those fleeing the conflict.
Often the people that have fled their homes, they fled with very little, if anything. They haven't eaten in days or have eaten very, very little. They haven't had access to any health care. Oftentimes, children are separated from their families during displacement, which makes them more prone to abuse, exploitation, and violence. We're very worried that there could be an outbreak of diseases, so epidemics of cholera, which is very common here, and measles. Also, when we have massive population displacement, we see skyrocketing malnutrition rates.
Rebel leader Nkunda says his forces are defending ethnic Tutsis in the area against Rwandan Hutu fighters who fled to Congo after Rwanda's 1994 genocide. Since that time, simmering ethnic tension, unrest, and open warfare have broken out periodically. Jaya Murthy says the ceasefire has afforded aid agencies a window of opportunity to distribute food and supplies, including high-energy biscuits for children. But he warns the situation remains very tenuous, and he says the need for stability is crucial to get help to those in need. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.